Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Quana. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling because I have a charge on my banking account that I don't know what it's for.
May I have your zip code, please?
48813.
And the first and last name?
Karen Harmon, HARMON.
And can you verify that shipping address?
303 Packard Highway, apartment 3, 48813.
One moment. Okay, I do show that you have the tablet. You enter into the drawing, which got you enrolled.
Pardon?
You entered into the drawing for the tablet, which got you enrolled into a monthly membership for the Factory Direct Savings Club. So that's what the charge is for.
Oh, I didn't authorize that. I remember entering a drawing for a tablet, but I didn't authorize any payment.
Yes, it lets you know in the terms and conditions that you would be enrolled into the monthly membership.
Well, I need that resolved.
Okay, I can give you a 35% refund back on that charge.
A what?
A 35% refund back on the charge.
You've charged me twice in 5 days.
No, ma'am. Actually, you were only charged $7.95 for the enrollment.
Yeah, and one just went
on the 8th,
and one
and
just went
like
through
you,
today.
Yes, for the 14th or 15th, $56.95. So you were only charged twice.
Yeah, the $56.95 is what I want taken off.
Yes, I can give you a 35% refund on that charge.
No, no, that's not acceptable.
Okay. Okay, ma'am.
I had no idea.
Instead of that 35%, I can give it a 50% refund back on that charge.
I need a full refund on that charge because I had no idea of those terms.
I can only go up to
it was not stated. It was not stated anywhere.
Yes, ma'am, you have to agree to the terms and conditions in order to proceed with your checkout, or else it won't let you order. It won't let you make payment at all.
I'm not making payments. I made an entry for a giveaway.
Yes, ma'am, and it also let you know that you would be enrolled into the monthly membership. So do you accept that 50% refund,
ma'am? No, I want a full refund of the 50, of the whatever went through today. I don't mind eating the $8, but I do mind the 56 or whatever it is that went through today. I mean, I'm paying for something I don't even have.
It's the membership, ma'am, not for the tablet.
Membership for what?
The Factory Direct Savings Club.
Well, I don't want any part of that club.
Okay, ma'am. So do you accept the 50% refund back on the charge?
No, I want a full refund on the $50-some that went through today. And if you can't help me, you can send me to someone who can.
I'm the one who's capable of having this call, ma'am. I was
trying
to give you a one-time courtesy. We're trying to give you a little bit of your money back with the 50% refund. That's the most I can do.
I think you can do a little bit better than that since you've charged me twice in 5 days.
Ma'am, you were only charged twice because you had to pay for the entry and also the membership that you agreed to get enrolled into.
Yeah, within 5 days.
Yes, ma'am.
No, that I never saw that anywhere on that.
As I stated before, ma'am, it won't let you proceed with your checkout unless you agree to the terms and conditions. It won't let you continue with payment.
I just want the charge resolved.
Yes, ma'am, that's what I'm trying to do, ma'am. I was trying to give you a courtesy of the 50% refund.
I would just like a better courtesy than that.
That's the highest I can go, ma'am. It's a 50%.
Oh, please, come on. I mean, that's just a ripoff. You know, I called my financial institute about this, and they couldn't even verify what it was that the charge was for the $7.95. So they want me to come in and make a claim against that. So I think for customer service-wise, you could do a little bit better than a 50% discount.
I did, ma'am. That was the best that I can do.
That's bullshit, but go ahead and do it and then send me an email telling me that it's been canceled and taken care of.
And is that email still Karen H? 1055@AT&T.net?
Yes, it is.
Okay, give me one moment.
And take me off any other list that you might have me on.
There isn't any other list, ma'am. It's the only thing that you signed up for.
No. This is the biggest ripoff there ever was, so. Because I tried to call before, and it didn't even pick up, and it wouldn't let me leave a message either.
And when was this, ma'am? Because we're open 24 hours a day.
It was earlier. It was earlier this week after I saw the transaction on the 7th. I tried 4 or 5 different times, and it was the same number.
I'm not sure why.
And it just wouldn't go through.
Agents are always available, so I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah, it didn't take me to a company at all.
That's odd.
I know. It took me to somebody's phone and it said, you know, leave a message or go on to some kind of website. So I don't know what it was.
Okay, ma'am, that account has been canceled. It will take that refund 3 to 5 business days to appear in your account depending on how quick your bank processes that refund.
Why is it going to take 35 days? It only took 2 days to get it out.
I said 3 to 5, and it depends on your financial
situation. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought you said 35.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yeah, I'll just be leery of any giveaways in the future.
Okay, bye-bye.